Blog Talk Radio.
This is Nick Augustine here with Dr. Michael Taylor, and this is the Michael Fabia and Associates, Illinois Healthcare and Associates podcast. Today, our title is New Technologies and Tools in Chiropractic Care, again with Dr. Michael Taylor, who's here to explain how advancing technologies and tools in chiropractic care are really changing the way that patients look at rehabilitation and wellness. Dr. Michael Taylor from Taylor Rehab and Wellness in Chicago is our guest on this episode of the Fabia Law Firm Healthcare Podcast. Dr. Taylor, how are you doing today?
Great, Nick. Thank you for having me on the show today.
Well, I'm glad that you could carve some time out so we could talk about what's new and all the technologies and tools that are really changing how people look at chiropractic care. And just as we were chatting before the show started, a lot has changed and a lot of our perceptions are changing over time. So when you talk to people who are new to coming to the chiropractor, they might think, I'm only used to being asked to go to the chiropractor if I'm in a rear-end collision, or if my doctor refers me, or it's something that's the typical thing we think of, and there's so much more going on in chiropractic care. Let's talk about it.
Sure, absolutely. It really has changed quite a lot over the years. We've kind of moved from, or some chiropractors are still doing things the old ways, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with doing things the old ways, but some of us have started advancing our knowledge, advancing our technology. We've really moved from going from the dentist to the orthodontist. We're really becoming specialized within our niches of chiropractic, and you know, my practice itself has really started to really focus on some emerging technology and using things, doing things in ways not seen by other chiropractors.
I had a friend who went to chiropractic school in St. Louis. I want to say it was Logan. And
correct.
He told me that his school had different theories on things than other schools did, and I had no idea at the time. I mean, I was in law school. I knew that law school was law school, but I had no idea that there were different theories and different practice approaches to chiropractic.
Absolutely. There are, or at least when I was in school 20 years ago, there were 18 schools throughout the country. And every chiropractic school, you know, goes upon the overall philosophy of drugs and surgery being the last resort as far as a healthcare program is. But there are definitely some schools that are more based on science, some schools that are more based on philosophy, some schools that are more based on technique. So there really is an art, a science, and a philosophy to chiropractic, and everyone kind of formulates their own unique spin on things. That's one of the big major differences between chiropractic school, where I went to National College of Chiropractic in Chicago, from some of the other schools. Just like with medical school, you're going to get the same basic science program, but at some point you're going to differentiate off and specialize and kind of put your own unique spin on things.
And some chiropractors have different, I'm forgetting, the guy that I go to has some sort of neuro something in addition to everything else. I mean, there's just so much more out there, and I've realized as a patient and consumer of chiropractic services that it is more likely now to be one of my first stops than not something I would think about. And a couple examples of what I went through, I had a pinched nerve one time from overdoing it on the treadmill or in the elliptical machine, and then I went in and he fixed that, but then I had also injured my leg and had a nerve pinch and all this, and my chiropractor where I live took care of everything. And I've learned more and more times that if I've got a problem or sleep wrong, it's probably something that I can go to my chiropractor for and don't have to go to a doctor visit. And I just don't think as many people understand that with different pain and different, back pain and other things. So what are some of the most common things that people come to you with complaints of?
Well, obviously people do come to us with major complaints of musculoskeletal pain, back, neck, shoulders, knees, elbows. That's really kind of the bread and butter of what we see. But in Illinois, we actually hold a special designation. We can act as a patient's primary care physician, which is pretty unique for the state of Illinois, and allows some doctors, not myself, but other doctors will actually to their specialty in family practice and have the chiropractor be the first stop for natural health care, for managing high blood pressure and managing your diabetes and managing your weight management. Those are all things that we learn and kind of research while we're in school, and then people branch off and specialize, just like through medical school, some people specialize in orthopedics, some people specialize in family practice, some people specialize in sleep studies and neurology, and everyone, it allows you to kind of take where you want with the overall philosophy of limiting drugs and surgery for your patients.
That's great. What's your special area that you focus in?
So I really kind of focused in the last few years on disc herniations and peripheral neuropathy, which is numbness and tingling in the extremities, either your hands or your feet. We do some unique therapies in our practice for disc herniations, really helping patients avoid surgery. And a lot of patients will come to us saying they've been recommended for surgery. I want to look at my other options first.
Mm-hmm. A lot of times that they are recommended for surgery, are those people coming from motor vehicle accidents or just general, I slept wrong, I lifted things wrong, or I just have a problem that's getting worse over time?
It's actually all three. We get patients who have been in work or auto accidents, people who are, you know, we've seen people in their 20s who just are overly athletic, and I had a high school girl this summer who was a college freshman doing track and field, and she was in the gym doing some heavy weightlifting, and she lifted wrong and herniated three discs in her back. And so she was coming to see us because she'd been recommended for surgery and knew that we had an option for her to try and relieve that without surgery. And we were actually able to kind of stave that off.
There also seems, when I've gone to my chiropractor, he's told me that when I had my problem with my pinched nerve and then my leg, I actually had dropped foot as a result and had to keep working the leg muscle because nothing was firing and under the nerves. And I learned so much about the nerves that I have in my kneecap and all this. But one of the things that he told me was a lot of vitamins, and I was surprised because I'm used to being, you know, prescriptions for things, but there were a lot of vitamins that he said really could help out and work with nerves and muscles as well.
Absolutely. There is a whole nutritional component to how people do things and a whole nutritional component to help relieve inflammation, to help support the nervous system. You know, most nutritional supplements are recommended because we lack something in our body to help that process along. So it's helped to speed up the process.
There's a lot of people nowadays who are firm believers in a holistic approach that we can fix. Our bodies are amazing and can, you know, we will regenerate. The spine does not regenerate and heal, but everything else seems to regenerate and heal when we focus on some other stuff. And even learning, one of the things I learned from my chiropractors has been how to sleep correctly and how not to, you know, sleep in a way that's going to mess things up. There's so much more. There's so much about our daily lives and whether we, how we work out, what we do, how we're sitting at work, so much that can affect our general health that all sort of ties into what everything that you do at as a chiropractor.
Absolutely. I mean, posture plays such a huge role in our body and how our body functions. All of our nervous system comes from, comes from the central part of our body and from our core. And so we have weakness in our core. We have poor slumpy posture that's going to pull on all the musculature and essentially all the musculature of your back attaches into your spine. So that's going to pull on it as well and lead to potential chronic illness.
So much that, you know, I saw a woman I was at the gym the other day, and she was walking around the track. There's a track around this little lake, and she had a walker, but she had to be hunched over to be on the walker. And I thought, you need one of those stand and walk deals that I saw on TV. That's the good. You got to get one of those. But I mean, because the ideal situation is that as we age, and healthcare is keeping us alive longer, and we're, you know, we want to be as healthy as we can and be able to be comfortable and be able to work. So along with the holistic approaches to everything and really understanding chiropractic as a preventative health tool, as well as going in, as you said, when something's wrong and being a first line of inquiry, let's talk about some of these technologies and tools. What are the cool tools and toys that y'all have there?
Okay, so we have a couple of new toys. One of the things I did want to mention really fast is that as we age, a lot of people, you know, they notice that, like, grandma's gotten shorter, or I've lost a quarter of an inch, I've lost, I've lost some height over the years. And where we lose that height is all in those discs. The discs really are the shock absorbers of your back, and they allow us to bend and twist and move without the bones or the nerves getting impinged or the bones rubbing up against each other. So that really does play a huge factor in that. But we have some pretty interesting and unique technology to our practice that makes us stand out a little bit from the rest. We use a special technique called spinal decompression therapy at our office. And what spinal decompression therapy is a way to naturally relieve a herniated disc. We follow all the research and all the neurosurgeons who have done all the research. And the technique has really been pioneered by a gentleman named Dr. Norman Shealy, who was a neurosurgeon, a Harvard-trained and Duke-trained neurosurgeon, who basically stopped doing surgery and found this technique to be more beneficial for his patients. He really found that to be unique and followed his research. He's probably the most researched medical doctor on spinal decompression therapy. So what it does is it actually takes a disc, which is herniated or bulged, and actually uses negative pressure to literally suck the material back into the disc. I always tell my patients that negative pressure is a lot like a vacuum. And what that does is it literally sucks the material back in. So when you're lifting something improperly, you can put up to about 800 milligrams of mercury of pressure into your disc. And obviously that's a very high number, because if you're lifting something properly, it's only 300 milligrams of mercury. When you're standing upright, your discs are only exhibiting 100 milligrams of mercury of pressure. So when we do spinal decompression, there's a research study out there called the Ramos and Martin study, which actually shows they achieved negative 160 milligrams of mercury within that disc. So they're actually able to achieve negative pressure within that disc, literally sucking the material back in. So when you do that, you also get blood and oxygen and nutrients coming back into the disc, and what that does is it actually promotes healing. Just like when you get a cut on your finger, you get a rush of blood to the area to bring platelets and healing to the area. That's kind of the way we look at it and describe it with our patients. And spinal decompression is something that we've treated patients as young as in their early 20s, or actually 20. And then we've had people in their 90s. So we're actually able to treat a wide range of patients with disc problems. Some of them have arthritis or stenosis. Some of them have disc herniations from injury or from motor vehicle accident or weightlifting injuries or any other kind of injuries around the home. And that's one of our really great, unique pieces of technology that we use here in our practice. It's been around since about maybe 95, 96. And it was actually invented by a Canadian, he was actually the health minister of Canada at the time. His name was Dr. Alan Dyer. He was the health minister of Canada. He also invented the defibrillator, so he was kind of a medical technologist and was an inventor. So he was able to come up with this theory of not just tractioning the disc, but actually decompressing the disc and pulling on it at a specific angle to have a specific impact on one disc at a time.
Oh, okay. So then there's more than the hang yourself upside down and hope for the best.
Absolutely. This is very specialized and very technical. Depending on the angulation of the device will impact which disc we want to impact. It's super important for a patient to have an MRI or come in with previous imaging so we can actually explore what the problem is and we can figure out the best way to fix it. Excuse me, just grabbing a sip of water. So another piece of technology we use here in our practice is called electroanalgesia. And that's really neat piece of technology. It's being used at the Cleveland Clinic, being used at some of the VA clinics around the country. It's being used at some of the big teaching hospitals around the country, like Loma Linda out in at UCLA and then St. John's in New York. What that is an electrical stimulation device which runs at, well, let me see, 80 to 100 times stronger than your typical TENS unit. So a typical TENS or electrical muscle stimulation unit, a lot of people have used in the past for a muscle spasm or for just kind of a tight muscle, that runs at about 180 cycles per second. And what that is, it's called a counter irritant. So it's kind of like when you bang your elbow against the wall and you rub your elbow back and forth, and then all of a sudden you're like, hey, that actually feels, kind of feels better if I rub my elbow. And that runs at about 180 cycles per second. This device runs at up to between 8 to 10,000 cycles per second. So it's really a much stronger performing machine, and what it actually does is drains the body's ability to produce pain. And really does, it provides some temporary relief. We can do it on patients that have had previous hardware placed in their back or another part of their body. So you can use it over like a knee that has been replaced, where you can't typically use things like a typical TENS unit on anywhere you've got hardware within the body because of the metal. So that's another unique kind of interesting piece of technology we use here in our practice.
I'm glad that you point out that that's a option for people who have had prior surgeries, because I was going to ask with the spinal decompression and other things, you know, some have had surgeries or, you know, different procedures, you know, as far back as, you know, adolescence, you know, to straighten posture and things like that. I'd wonder, you know, if people are concerned about, am I going to have problems because of prior, you know, prior conditions or prior surgeries.
Absolutely. So if you've had a previous surgery and you have hardware in your back, so you have had a spinal fusion done, you're not a candidate for spinal decompression therapy. It would be something we would exclude you from that as a treatment option. Unfortunately, because of the risk of pulling on your spine and loosening up the screw or pulling something, the piece of hardware out of place, not a safe procedure. So we kind of shy away from patients on it. We typically want to look for.
All right. What about laser therapy and the laser treatments?
Sure. So we also utilize class 4 therapy at our practice. Lasers have different classes. Something as simple as a class 1 laser is, you walk into the grocery store and you walk underneath the beam and the doors open up for you. That's actually a class 1 laser. And then there are class 3 and class 4 lasers, which are more healing lasers. And what they do is they provide different layers of penetration to the body. We like to use a higher strength class 4 laser in our practice. What it does is it will, will penetrate deep down into the region of the body that we're working on. And we always kind of describe it as a magnet to blood. So it's bringing more blood to an area. If we can bring more blood to an area, it's going to promote more healing. The more blood we can bring to an area, the more healing you're going to get in that area. Again, the whole concept of blood is bringing oxygen, bringing nutrients to an area to have an impact upon that.
When people do some of these, are they, I think when most people think of going to the chiropractor, they think of the traditional, I guess maybe what we all grew up with, where it's some kids had to go. I mean, for example, my friend who played sports and the one kid who did long jump, he went to the chiropractor once a week. Other people, you know, doing different things went, you know, frequently, and it was very much a part of their life and routine, a significant commitment. Now there's other times and other experiences that I've had and other people have had where I've gone in for things similar to what you're talking about with the laser therapy, for I had lifted a desk, and the desk was heavy, and I had a pinging in my arm. I mean, I'd get zapped every time I'd move my arm a certain way, and my chiropractor, who I went to, went and used something. I don't know if it was similar to – it sounds similar to the laser treatment that you're talking about, and I think I went once or twice, and after a while, it just eventually sort of, like, healed itself, and I was on my way.
Right. So, I mean, every patient and every case is unique. You don't want to go to a chiropractor where every patient gets the same exact treatment protocol. We're not McDonald's where you can go up and order what you want for your therapy program, and each situation should be unique. What I do and what we do here is with something like spinal decompression, or so you've got a herniated disc or you've got some degeneration in your spine, I always recommend tell people it's kind of like going to the gym. So if you go to the gym once every 2 weeks, do you expect to get stronger? Probably not, you know, or it's going to take several months to get better or get stronger. So a lot of our patients, some of them, what we'll end up doing is we'll have them come in 3 times a week for a couple of weeks, and we'll reevaluate. You got to be constantly reevaluating each situation with the patient. You know, it's the repetition of the action that causes the long-term effect. And I think a lot of people are kind of some of them are like, oh, okay, that makes sense to me, and some are like, no, I just want to come in, I want to get out of pain, and I'll come back when the pain comes back. And you have to kind of read your patients a little bit, and you have to kind of understand what's going on with them and what their motivation is. If their motivation is just to get out of pain, great, we can do that. But if you have a long-standing problem that you want to get rid of, this has been bothering you for 2-3 years, it's not going to go away in 2 visits or even 1 visit. So each situation
took a while to get there.
Exactly.
Well, and that's so one of the things that we were also chatting about for was just general wellness and weight loss. And, you know, one of the things that I've been telling my friends about is this fitness app where I count everything that I put in there, every time I go to the gym, what I'm doing, it calculates. And by seeing the results and seeing, you know, like I, for example, I made salmon the other night and I realized that my app yelled at me because I put tartar sauce on it, you know, so it's like, don't, you know, get in the habit of not making the app yell at you. You'll be happier. You know, I watched some of the ads on TV, and you realize that the fast food that's out there and the different options dietary-wise, I mean, we eat more than we ever did in generations past, and we have obesity problems. And my thing is, with longevity in my family, I don't want to get old and be immobilized, not be able to get around and be dependent on other people. So I also have noticed, my opinion, with everything going on with coronavirus, a lot of the people that had complications had comorbidities, and obesity is a number one leader of a lot of, you know, we look at diabetes 1, you know, heart disease 2, you know, some of these other things. You know, I think that as a culture, we all need to be a little smarter about our health, because we're living longer and we'd like to be able to get around. So, you know, there's a lot of preventative of work going on there as well with chiropractic.
Absolutely. I mean, look, you have to kind of take the whole body approach. If someone has a herniated disc and they're 50 pounds overweight, guess what? You're going to need to kind of work on that weight a little bit to help kind of temper things down a little bit. You know, there's a unique ratio of that every pound you're overweight is 4 pounds on your weight-bearing joints. So you take that as you with every pound that you're overweight. So that really does diet and exercise really do play a part. You know, you can never out-exercise a bad diet. It just can't happen. It's not possible within your body to out-exercise a bad diet.
Right. Well, and I will tell people it's all about habits and creating habits in 30 days. But there's also some other options. Tell us about the laser-like lipo treatment.
So one of the things we'll incorporate with some patients who come in and they want to talk about weight loss and is another unique procedure out there called laser-like lipo. It's using red light energy to actually energize your fat cells. A lot of times what happens within our fat cells is they kind of become slow and sluggish over time, and what they need is a boost of what's called ATP. ATP is the powerhouse of the cell. You probably all remember that from eighth grade science class.
Were those the smiling footballs or the – I remember they always drew pictures of what they were because we could never remember.
They are the smiling footballs.
They really do
make a huge difference, and I think that what they can do is they can really help you. They get kind of slow and sluggish as we get older and our metabolism slows down, and we kind of put on a few extra pounds around our belly. So what the laser-like lipo does, actually will go in and actually using red light, they found that red light stimulates ATP production. So if we can stimulate more ATP production, we can actually get those cells to start kicking on. It's like kicking on the furnace. Sometimes you got to just get there and sometimes the furnace won't turn on without a little bit of a boost. And that's what that does. It really kind of helps turn on the furnace and the fire burning of fat cells within your own body. So that's kind of like what the laser lipo does. It's very relaxing. You lay down on a table in the dark for half an hour and just let these energy lights kind of just go to work. So what that also does is it just stimulates your body to get moving.
I don't know who would not want a half hour to just tune out and, sounds good. A half hour of quiet?
Exactly. Half hour of quiet doesn't happen very often, so.
That's right. So with massage therapy, I know that always kind of dovetails in with all these as well. A good massage, all sorts of different massages out there. I had massage one time that was just great. I had another time I thought the person was trying to kill me.
Right. So there are different techniques. There are deep tissue techniques. There are light tissue techniques. There's a Swedish technique, which is very light stroking over the skin to cause an impact. You're really just stimulating blood flow within the body. And that's, again, the real key to what you want to be doing. You want to make sure that you're getting blood flow within the body to different muscle groups. Once again, if you get that blood flow, you're getting healing. That's the real key. Sometimes the therapist wants to go deep to kind of get the lower, in your back, you've actually got 6 layers of muscle. So we got to look at what muscles aren't functioning properly. And that makes a big difference as well.
It makes sense to me when you look at some of the ads on TV for there's a pill for that, a device for this, and someone could try to there's a DIY person out there, but there's someone who will do their own dentistry work, if they have enough time and patience. I think there was actually a report on someone who actually did that on an island. You could learn to build your own car if you want, I suppose, but I would always go to the professionals who are learning the latest and the greatest. So walk me through what it is to have someone new to your office. When should they come in? Is it someone who, what does that look like? You and me, I'm guessing you're going to tell me don't have to wait until you are having pain and nerve issues and can barely get around to come in and learn about wellness.
So it's every person is unique. You're not going to bring someone to the finish line right off the bat. But obviously, we recommend that you go and get evaluated and see if you do have any postural issues. And that the sooner you can attack something and the sooner you can get at it, the sooner you can kind of find the problem and fix it. So that really does play a key role in how we evaluate patients, and we want the whole idea is to come in and have a conversation. It never hurts to come in and just sit down and talk, say, I want to improve my nutrition. I want to improve my posture. I've got problems with my sciatic nerve. You know, those are kind of things that kind of say, hey, you know what, let's go in and kind of like look at a different approach. I'm tired of taking over-the-counter medication to kind of try and resolve a problem. Or I think that's kind of the way we like to look at it. We like to invite people in, sit down, have a cup of coffee, or not have a cup of coffee, just sit down, you know, and just...
They can bring a coffee if they want.
They can bring the coffee. just come on in and sit down and have the conversation and see what we can help with. You never know until you actually take that first step out the door, what you're going to find out there.
Well, fear is the thing that keeps us held back from all the great things in the world. That's what I've figured out by 44 years on this planet is fear puts us in a, you know, let's say you've got someone who has sciatica. I knew someone where I live who had that problem and it sounded awful. And, you know, I could either sit there and say, wow, I really hope that never happens to me someday, or I could learn more about what's going on with my body and how do I make myself the healthiest now, because the more you work at it now, the easier it's going to be later. Isn't that right?
Absolutely. The sooner you can get at it is the sooner you're going to start getting to the end of it and finding the solution.
Sounds good. So where should people go to get more information?
So people can go to our website, which is www.drtaylorrehab.com, or they can call us in Chicago at 773-725-7835.
All right. Again, that was 773-725-5835. Thank you again,
correct,
Dr. Mike Taylor from Dr. Taylor Rehab. I appreciate your time and coming on the program today.
All right. Thanks so much. I really appreciate you having me.
All right. We want to also thank you, the law firm of Michael Fabian Associates, for sponsoring and producing the healthcare podcast. Go to the Fabian Law Firm for all sorts of people connected to the big wheel of healthcare. We thank you all for your time, and we appreciate you sharing our programs as you may find them on social media, because you just never know who's looking for exactly this type of information. Again, this was Nick Augustine for the Fabian Law Firm with Dr. Michael Taylor, and we wish everyone to have a great day.
Thanks so much, Nick.
Bye-bye now.